Harper Audio presents Abyss Deep, Star Corman, Book 2, by Ian Douglas, read by David Drummond. For Dave Platel, who first introduced me to the wonders of Girdle numbers many years ago, and, as always, to my beloved Brea. Chapter 1. There's an old expression in the military, one that can probably be traced back to some platoon sergeant in the army of Sargon the Great. Hurry up and wait. In fact, it's been said that 99% of military life ranges from tedium to unbearable boredom, with the remaining 1% consisting of stark, abject terror. A lot of that tedium comes with the waiting, especially if what you're waiting for is that few moments of crisp, cold terror. "Doc Carlyle," the gunnery sergeant's voice called on my private channel. "You okay?"
"Yeah, Gunny. No problems."
"Remember to breathe, okay?"
I swallowed, trying to center myself into a calm acceptance of whatever was to be.
"Aye, aye, gunnery sergeant."
As the platoon's corpsman, I was supposed to be monitoring all of the Marines inside the tin can. But Gunnery Sergeant Hancock had been watching my readouts and noted the increase in pulse and the unevenness of my respiration. I was packed in with the 41 Marines of 2nd Platoon, Bravo Company, inside the cargo deck of a shotgun Katy. That's the Marines' name for the KT-54 Orbital Cargo Transporter, a big, chunky tug with metathrusters on one end and a blunt-ended cylinder on the other. We were in full armor, a KT's cargo can.